Teaching our children about boundaries is like giving them a roadmap for navigating life's twists and turns, right? So it's about empowering them to understand their own limits and the respect of others. So as moms, it's honestly one of the most important lessons that we can teach. So I remember when my baby was literally just starting to explore the world around her. And I don't mean like in the aspect of just walking or babbling or, you know, noticing colors or seeing how things feel. I mean, like really like starting to express herself emotionally, right? So every interaction, every experience, every milestone was a learning opportunity for the both of us. And boundaries were honestly a crucial, crucial part of that because they're not just about creating barriers or building walls. They're about actually establishing healthy relationships and teaching our children mutual respect for themselves and for others. And it's okay to say no when something doesn't feel right. And it's equally important for them to be okay when someone says no to them, right? So boundaries start with them feeling like their space with you is comfortable and safe, period. And as I always say with children, there's no better way to get them to do something than to do it first. So that being said, thank you for tuning in to episode 6 of Mommy Monologues. Boundaries are my besties. This episode is sponsored by none other than Killa Cocktails, the best cocktail curating business around. Follow me on Instagram at CamBamFam. Click the link in my bio where you can find everything that I'm involved in. Soon to be announced, I am having a Killa Cocktail mixer. So please listen out for that. Other than that, let's get into it. So one of the ways that I've approached this with my own child is simply by leading through example, right? So since I've become a mom, I've made sure to communicate my own boundaries very clearly, very respectfully. Of course, my boundaries changed when I became a mom. So I made sure to like put a pin in whatever I was no longer willing to deal with. I don't care if I dealt with it last month, last week, it doesn't matter. When I became a mom, I started seeing things differently. So my boundaries changed, honestly. Like they meant taking more time to myself. So that time that I had to, you know, hang out and kick it when I wasn't working or wasn't doing whatever, that time was dedicated to me once I became a mom, especially as a single mom, like expressing when I need space. I want my children to see that boundaries are like a natural part of life. Like it's okay when someone doesn't want to do something, and it's okay when you don't want to do something too. But it's not just about telling people this, right? So it's not just about verbal communication. It's also about demonstrating boundaries through actions. So showing her how to respect someone else's physical space and teaching her the importance of like asking for permission before she takes something, and the rules of borrowing, like return things the way you found them, like things like that. And as our kids get older, the concept of boundaries, they evolve, right? Because it becomes about consent, things like that, and respecting different cultures and different opinions, different views, and navigating the complexities of different relationships, right? So it's a journey that honestly requires a lot of patience and empathy and ongoing, everlasting, and sometimes even tough conversations, right? So just a few boundaries that I can name early on, because I mean, my daughter's only 5, so I haven't reached some of those boundaries that I just mentioned. However, I taught her like no-no places very early on, how to communicate if something goes left in that aspect, how to express that she doesn't like something or that something makes her uncomfortable with me or anyone else. Teach her who she can trust and who she cannot trust, who she can talk to no matter what happens to her and who she can't. And be very clear, like be very, very clear cut. Cause like I said, my daughter's 5 now. So I'm very clear cut with her in regards to language and everything. I don't want anything to be a secret and she's left in a situation where she doesn't feel like it's necessary to express herself because I didn't use the right lingo, the right terms, or whatever may have you, right? So be their ear, shoulder, and support system always, and teach them to only accept respect and to only give the same. Teaching a child boundaries is also teaching them that mommy has boundaries too, right? So as long as it's not an emergency or something that requires immediate attention, I'm teaching my daughter like, hey, I'm doing this right now, But mommy will do that when I get the chance, because like I don't allow her to rush me, because I don't want her to think that, I don't want her to carry around that like, oh, everyone should like be at my beck and call, because everything starts from the home. Not just the good stuff, the spoiled stuff too, the entitled stuff too, all of that stuff starts from home. So I definitely clearly indicate my boundaries in that aspect. If it's not an emergency, you have to treat the situation with patience and kindness, and you can wait a few minutes before I come to, you know, your action, come to do whatever it is that you want me to do. So I want her to know, like, you know, everybody needs a break sometimes. So especially as a single mom, it was very important for me to take a breath when I needed it. And it still is. So I want her to know that my boundaries extend to her in very few cases, of course, but in very few cases, right? So like I said, patience and kindness when it comes to not being able to immediately receive attention. And in order to do that, right, the most important aspect of teaching boundaries is creating the safe and supportive environment where our children feel comfortable expressing themselves openly, where they feel like they can bring this to you and they won't be punished or they won't be judged, where they feel like they can bring it to you and you're not going to lash out, where they feel like they can bring it to you and you're going to believe them. That's the most important one. So if something is happening and you have not created a safe space for your child, 9 times out of 10, well, I won't say 9 times out of 10, hate that term, but there's chances that something will happen that you won't know about or won't know about till later or until it's too late or whatever may have you, right? So you want them to know that you are a safe space always, regardless of what it is. It's about fostering that trust, that communication, that understanding, any concerns, any questions, they know that they can come to you, right? So now that I've talked about boundaries in that aspect, boundaries in teaching them to respect other people's boundaries, teaching them to set their own boundaries, teaching them to respect your boundaries, right? So as a mom, now that I've taught my child the importance of boundaries, and she is 5 and she has her own personality and she's very expressive, always has been, it came with a difficult part, right? Because I can't just teach her to respect my boundaries, and I can't just teach her to respect other people's boundaries, and I can't teach her that other people have to respect her boundaries and then leave myself out, right? So I have to respect her boundaries too, okay? Just because I'm her mom, I don't get a pass. Right? The same way I teach her to set her own boundaries, I have to teach her that everyone has to respect them. And I'm also teaching her that, you know, boundaries should be set in stone. Like I try to, of course you can't have the conversation with a 5-year-old, like your boundaries needs, but I try to remind her when she said something else in regards to that. Like, so if she didn't like this before and now suddenly she does, I want to know why. I want to know, were you encouraged to like that? Or is this by your own way of a changed mind? Is this someone else trying to convince you? Or is this your own doing? So we have those conversations because I want to know, you know, why does your boundary change? That's very important, because a lot of times people do move their boundaries around for others. And I want her to know early on, even if it's as small as something at school or someone at school, it doesn't matter. I want it to start now where she understands the line is in the sand. Do not cross it, period. So respecting her boundaries is not just a strategy for me, even though it is a good strategy. It's honestly just like a fundamental aspect of building my trust with her. I want to nurture her autonomy, right? And I want us to have a very, very healthy relationship. And I want her to be able to identify when a relationship is not healthy. And I want her to be able to identify when someone is trying to cross her boundaries or, you know, convince her to change what she wants, what she already stated she wants. I want her to be able to stand on what she truly desires and not let anyone deter her at all, right? So I have to recognize that she's her own individual. She has her own thoughts, feelings, tons of emotions and boundaries. And as moms, it's our responsibility to honor and respect them. So from the moment they enter this world, they begin to assert their autonomy in very small ways, right? So it might be as simple as, I don't want to hug, or they don't want to be touched. There was a woman in my child's life where she no longer wanted me to feed her with her hands. I mean, with my hands. That's a boundary. Sometimes, you know, I'll ask my daughter for a kiss, and sometimes it'll be on the cheek, sometimes it'll be on the lips. That's a boundary. I'm not going to ever, like, she's kissed me on the cheek, and I'll be like, no, give me a kiss, a real, like, I'll never, that's a boundary. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the small things. She asserts her boundaries within the home. When she doesn't like an outfit that I might pick, a food I might cook, anything, she definitely asserts herself. And that is developing a sense of self for her, right? And it's our job to listen and just respond with kindness and respect. Now, as they get older, and I'm only going to speak on this because I do have it to look forward to, my podcast is not just only going to be about what I can relate to in the aspect of me having a five-year-old. I research my topics deeply, so I will mention some things that I'm unable to relate to yet, right? So one of those are, you know, as children grow, the boundaries become more complex. So they may start to assert their boundaries in social interactions, expressing discomfort or reluctance in certain situations. Asserting them in the home, they may not want to. I read something a mom said. She was heartbroken when her daughter didn't want to eat at the dinner table with the family anymore. And because she never made it like mandatory, she couldn't set the rule once her daughter decided that she didn't want to do it anymore. So she was like, it broke her heart that like her daughter wanted to eat elsewhere or like whatever. But like I said, they'll start to assert, like, you know, this, I want to go out for pizza on some nights with friends, or I want to do whatever as friends when they get older. And it's crucial that we validate their feelings with that, because that makes them feel empowered. That makes them feel like they have a voice. You don't have to be a yes man, but you definitely want to feel like they have the leeway to be themselves and find out who they are, right? So you want them to assert the boundaries confidently too. You never want your child to show any indication that they're like, eh, I'm kind of trying to stand on it, but if you try to sway me, I could be swayed. So you want them to know, like, boundary here, don't cross it. That's it, right? So respecting our children's boundaries also means acknowledging their need for privacy and personal space. And I have just reached this point not too long ago. Like, she will push her door. She will tell me, like, can I close the curtain when she's in the bathtub? She's really finding sense of self. Like, she's asserting herself. She knows what she wants. And when she wants space, I give it to her. So it's important to create that home environment where she knows that she can retreat to her own space, and she doesn't have to worry about me infiltrating her space. If she needs time alone, she knows that she can have that. She has choices. I listen to her voice. She picks her clothes. I kind of just, you know, go along with what she wants in the process, unless we get to something that is totally off the wall and it's just a no. But other than that, as a mom, I have to learn that the most important aspect of respecting her boundaries is just modeling the behavior. So I stand clear on my boundaries in front of her very, very often. And I use the right language to make her understand that it doesn't ever have to come from a place of anger. It just comes from a place of, this is what it is. I'm not changing that. And you can either respect that, or we have to, you know, figure something else out. And that's just that. I have to lead by example. So my own words, my own actions clearly indicate to her that I have boundaries, even in regards to her. You know, she can beg. And I'll be like, I said that I'm doing this right now. You 4 minutes, you just have to go and wait. And but eventually she's like, oh, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? But I don't waver. And I want her to feel the exact same way about it. Period. I can't say that enough. Like, so I set boundaries with her. I set boundaries with family members, friends, whoever, because that's what I want my daughter to see. So I teach her the importance of boundaries when I do that. And I show her what it means to value her time, her autonomy, her self-respect, and the respect of others. Because I feel like when you teach your child to have boundaries, I feel like once they know that they want others to respect them, to respect their boundaries, that kind of automatically like takes away the sense of entitlement that they don't have to respect other people's boundaries. So it's like you kind of get a prize with teaching them their boundaries, because it's like, hey, with that, they should know to respect other people's boundaries, because that's what they want from others, right? So honestly, it's just navigation through life. Like, it's so funny because on the Terry Rosen podcast, when I was on there, I remember saying this exact thing during our episode about boundaries, where I said, like, you got to draw that line. No one crosses it. It's literally the navigation through life. Boundaries are, that's how you navigate through life. If you're all willy-nilly, letting people step all over you, on you, on top of you, whatever, move you any way that they see fit for their benefit, you will never, ever get anywhere, because you'll always be like a puppet. You'll always be someone who doesn't know what they want, because you've never stood on your boundaries. You've never made people do what you told yourself you were going to do. Like, you've never made them treat you the way that you said you were going to make people treat you. So what respect would they have for you? So be mindful of how you're treating yourself. Be mindful. So that being said, I hope we are all choosing to commit to respecting our children's boundaries, choosing to commit to listening to their needs and their desires, and create a home environment where they feel safe, valued, and empowered. Because when we respect their boundaries, we show them that their voices matter. And that is a lesson that will stay with them way after they leave our nest, right? And I think that that is what motherhood is all about. Setting those intentions, showing them those, guiding them through certain aspects of life where they understand, hey, I can take these moments, I can take these lessons, and I can carry these with me forever. I can pass these down to my children. That's what motherhood is about. That's what parenthood is about overall, right? Right. And in today's reflection, Mommy's Mirror. In the intricate navigation of motherhood, boundaries serve as the music that guides our steps, both for the mother and the child. They provide the foundation for healthy relationships, mutual respect, understanding, and growth. For us moms, boundaries offer a compass, leading us in our roles and leading us in the right direction, but also showing us when to lead and when to step back and allow our children to simply be themselves. Ultimately, this strengthens our trust and our connection with them. And for the child, boundaries are like an armor. It shields them as they navigate the world. It empowers them to assert their autonomy, assert their opinions, express their needs, and develop a strong sense of self. Together, we embrace boundaries as bridges to deeper understanding, stronger bonds, and a brighter future, right? So I want to create strong children who aren't afraid to set those barriers and keep whomever they feel is no good out. And what better way to show them than to respect myself? What better way to show them than for me to put that same energy on display? I choose daily to learn how to better respect my child's boundaries and set better boundaries for myself. Like, we are the moms, right? They grew inside of us, so we often feel entitled to full access of their emotions, secrets, and space. But that's simply not true. Respect the boundaries they set, because you're teaching them that if mommy has to respect my boundaries, then everyone else absolutely has to respect them too. So let's continue to have those important conversations with our children. Let's continue to lead by example, and let's continue to create a world where boundaries are not seen as obstacles, but instead guidelines for healthy and fulfilling relationships. And after all, in teaching our children boundaries, we're not just shaping the future of them and our relationship, but as society as a whole. So that's Mommy's Mirror. Those who can relate, tap in. And those who can't, please like, share, comment, and send it to somebody who can. Thank you all for tuning in to episode 6 of Mommy Monologues. Boundaries are my besties. Thanks, guys. I gotta go be a mom.